The time-honored, though increasingly questioned, tradition of nominating lawmakers' relatives to federal posts is under new scrutiny. The Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday considered the nomination of David Bunning, son of Kentucky Republican Senator Jim Bunning, to be a U.S. District Judge. A panel of lawyers gave the candidate a thumbs down. NPR's David Wellner reports.
35-year-old David Bunning has been a lawyer for 10 years in eastern Kentucky, six of them as a federal prosecutor. And three of the federal judges he's worked with urged the Judiciary Committee to confirm the son of their state's junior senator. The senior judge of eastern Kentucky's U.S. District Court, Henry Wilhoit, even invoked a member of Bunning's family as a reason to confirm President Bush's choice.
I think he'll make a great district judge. And if he does not become a great district judge, his mother's going to kill him.
But Bunning's mother might be saving her wrath for the majority of lawyers on an American Bar Association review panel. That group, headed by lawyer David Weiner, rated Bunning not qualified. Roscoe Tremere is another ABA lawyer who found Bunning's record lacking.
I don't think there's anything that should be disqualifying about being a senator's son. I wish I were one. And in this case, it just happened that we have someone with fewer than 12 years experience with what Mr. Weiner found to be insufficient depth and breadth of experience and practice to get to the level of a qualified vote.
Family ties have been involved in other recent federal nominations. The Senate's currently considering Eugene Scalia, the son of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia, to be the Labor Department's Inspector General. Last week, Minnesota Republican Jim Ramstad strongly recommended his sister to be a federal judge in a letter to President Bush. Senator Bunning says his son's case is by no means unique.
Because it's done before, not necessarily as a federal judge, but from other positions. We approved Strom Thurmond's son for our U.S. attorney earlier this year, by UC, in fact, unanimous consent. It wasn't even voted on.
And you don't think that raises any questions?
No, I don't think it raises any questions at all.
It's still not clear when or even whether the nomination will be approved. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.